would say that AGOA has been a success for a couple of reasons. First of all, its goal was to encourage the diversification of Africa's trade with the United States. What has happened under AGOA is that we have a number of success stories in terms of the increase in non-oil trade that has doubled in the 10 years of AGOA. And we've seen a diversification. And in the meantime, U.S. exports to Africa have also grown. So it's been good for both the United States and for the AGOA-eligible countries.
10 years after, so do you think, therefore, there's a need for a little tweaking or redefinition of AGOA?
I think the tweaking and definition, you know, there are people who say, well, let's make it permanent. Let's add some more products. Here's what I would say. Right now, 98% of what the Africans ship to the United States can come in duty-free. So what we are seeing and what many of the experts are saying, both African and here in the U.S., is that it's not the market access that's the issue. The issue really lies with the supply side. And immediately what you realize is that there isn't the capacity to scale up in that kind of way. Africa's productive capacity in terms of value-added or processed products is still relatively low, with the exception of South Africa. And so what we are finding is that in addition to the market access, we absolutely have to pair that up with trade capacity building support. And we have to help the Africans to basically put in place the kinds of reform measures that will make it easier for businesses to do what they do, to remove some of the constraints in terms of the business environment on that end, to reduce the cost of production, which has to do with, in some cases, the high cost of energy and transportation on that end.
What does the United States think about the role of China in sub-Saharan Africa? I'm asking this question because there are those who say, for example, that China is having more impact in Africa in terms of its focus on infrastructure development in sub-Saharan Africa.
Well, I think, first of all, we're not in competition with China. Clearly, there is a role that they can play there. We have some concerns, to be frank, because some of the patterns that we have seen in terms of China-Africa trade are that, you know, you have raw materials that China needs that are coming out of Africa in very large volumes, and then Africa is purchasing a lot of the finished products coming back in from China. What we are, I think, focused on is whether or not Africans are in a position at this point so that they can benefit the most out of them. You know, where more jobs are created on the continent, where more of their product is processed right there on the continent.